The Holy Gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks to you, Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be faithful to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I always love these Sundays that fall after Christmas and before Epiphany. We're privileged to dwell in the Christmas story. The season of Christmas does last a full 12 days, even if it does feel a bit awkward singing Christmas music after our minds have gone on toward plans for New Year's Eve and whatnot. In the prologue of the Gospel according to John, we read of Christ's primordial existence, one that did not begin with the birth of a child, but one that began at the beginning of everything. The song God sang in the beginning is the same tune that accompanied the Israelites out of Egypt, connected Moses and the people, and helped them to figure out how to live in developing the Torah. And then whenever religious authorities began to confine God to a box, God continued to operate outside official religious channels in the lives of the prophets. Now, in this prologue to John's Gospel, the writers assert that Jesus is the Word. That is not only the song God sings throughout time and creation, but is God's life-giving, world-changing speech. Craig Satterlee, who is the Lutheran bishop in the Northwest Lower Michigan Synod, writes that this speech became flesh and sort of pitched a tent among us. In the incarnation, God's eternal expression was articulated within our world and within human history in a particular person. So Jesus then is God's sermon preached to us in the living out of a human life. Jesus became the enfleshment of what God says, what God even sings to us. And what is God saying to us First, God says, "This is who I am." God speaks in Jesus as in no other way, not as in the Bible, not as in nature, not as by human reason or accomplishment, not as by listening to inner voices. Jesus tells us who God is. In Jesus, we hear that God heals, God forgives, God embraces outcasts and prays for those who hurt him. In Jesus, we hear that God understands betrayal and denial, suffering and pain, humiliation and death. Jesus tells us that God knows that both as individuals and as a world, we need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. In Jesus, we hear that God brings victory over despair, defeat, destruction, and death. And God wills and shares that victory with us, with humanity, with creation. The Christ who comes to us not only tells who God is, Jesus speaks God's power into our very lives. Now I offer you this brief reflection on the prologue from John when we are all a bit strained, either financially, emotionally, socially, or otherwise. Now that most of the craziness of the holiday season has ceased, most of it, I'm sure we all have a few more things to do, it is so easy to feel inclined to sort of step out of that nostalgic mode, that let's dwell in Christmas time way of living. We're eager to get back to that daily grind. But the important thing to remember as we step down from the climax of Christmas is that God is still singing to us. Listen for God's song, even though Christmas music has disappeared from the airwaves. Listen for God's melody working through your life and through the lives of your loved ones. And then, if you are so inclined, sing back. Amen.